You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
Welcome back. It is Thursday, bright and early, and our show rolls on. Jinx, I feel like we don't talk about our strategy too much on the show, but when you are looking at props, where do you start?
Google. I Google props, and then I look at all sorts of different bets, and then I look on Twitter, and I look at all sorts of different bets, and so I take... Basically, I say, this is a phrase I made up a long time ago, and I don't know if it's prescient or not, but sometimes being the smartest person in the room means knowing you're not the smartest person in the room, and that's the way I approach betting. There are people out there who always know more than I do. So what I do is say, yeah, I have my own opinions. I'll look at the money, but then I look at experts, and I say, what is this person saying? What is this person saying? And I start with that as a base. And then I sort of work through and say, I don't like this. I don't like this. These are the angles I like. Okay, now I've narrowed down the props that I like based on the information that is out there. And then I do my own little research and say, yeah, I like this, or no, I don't. I'm going to fade it just based on the information I gather initially. What about you?
I totally agree with sometimes looking to others if you don't have a ton of confidence in yourself. But sometimes it's almost too many voices. And I have had this problem, especially in football, when you have like a week to get ready for these games. And sometimes you have so many voices going back and forth that originally your original train of thought was the winning thought. Yep. But you trusted somebody else. And I'm sure there's somebody listening to the show that said, I've done that before. Why I've listened to you jokers. And I was right on the whole time. So for me, a lot of it is looking at, I start with the matchup and where the weaknesses are and where the strengths are. And so the number one thing I looked at tonight against the Cowboys and the Saints is that the Saints have the number one or number two run defense in the NFL. It is extremely tough to run against the Saints. So for me, that means I'm probably not playing any Cowboys rushing props. I think I'm going to go to the other side with the receivers. I think they're going to have to throw the ball. So for me, that's where I start.
Well, I would also say, too, don't blindly follow someone if you don't buy the angle or it doesn't make sense to you. Sometimes I'll listen to someone's analysis and I'll say, I disagree with that. I disagree. That doesn't make sense to me. I'm on the other side for good reason. But never follow someone blindly, no matter what their status is, no matter what their reputation is, because there's no fun in not believing in a bet yourself. Take in the information and say, ooh, this makes sense to me, or this doesn't make sense to me, or I like this weakness versus this strength, or vice versa, and then go in on the bet because you believe it as well. But don't ever blindly follow someone. There's just no fun in that, Chelsea.
Well, and that's why we give reasoning on this show. So it is information that you can take or leave, but either way, maybe you are smarter or more educated on these games than you were before, because obviously we're not going to win all of our bets, and nobody does. If they tell you that, they're lying.
It's like yesterday when we had the Lions boost and it was Liverpool versus Everton, I believe, and we didn't know much about it. And the only reasoning we gave for Liverpool being a part of the Lions boost was Liverpool is good. If that's the only reasoning, maybe you stay away. You say, that's not enough for me. I need more than Liverpool is good.
All right. Well, this is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. In this segment, we're diving into props, in which we kind of reference, and also a little tiny bit of college basketball. One game we have our eye on tonight, and also pros versus Joes, where the sharp money is headed in the NFL. But Jinx, let's start with props tonight and who will shine the brightest tonight on Thursday Night Football.
A prop to play.
All right, Jinx, you want me to bat lead off here?
Sure. You're the baseball person. Let's go.
All right. Because we are talking about football, but I referenced this a little bit earlier in the segment. The Saints have a really good run defense, so I think the way to play the Cowboys props is to go to their receiver. CeeDee Lamb is back for this one after missing a couple games with a concussion. He's back. He's still the number one receiver in Dallas, and I think he's going to be the guy that gets the most targets in this one from Dak Prescott, a guy that certainly has the edge when it comes to hauling in some of the long balls as well. So I think he can get his prop in only a few catches. His number is 63.5 yards receiving. I will be taking the over because I think the way the Cowboys win this game is going to the air. Like, I don't think they're going to be running the ball effectively against the Saints defense that's been incredible at stopping the run so far this season. So why not use Dak Prescott? He's a great quarterback. It's a great way to win a game. And I think they need this win. They want to have it, you know, in blowout fashion. So go to the air, score some quick yards, score some quick touchdowns. I'm going to go with CeeDee Lamb over his receiving prop of 63.5 yards.
Oh, well, I'm right there with you because I'm going Amari Cooper over his receiving prop. Now, he is questionable for tonight's game. However, the reports are he's going to play. Amari Cooper's receiving yards total is 47 and a hook, and that seems way low to me, especially considering he's hit this mark in 5 out of the last 6 games he's played in. Remember, he's not coming back from an ankle injury or knee injury. He's coming back from COVID, so he should be okay. Cowboys will want to pass the ball because, as you mentioned, the Saints have that top 5 rushing defense, but against the pass, they're in the bottom 10 of the league. I expect a big night from Dak Prescott. Amari Cooper, over 47.5 receiving yards, minus 110 at BetMGM. I think that's way too low.
Yeah, for me, it really depends on his health and if he's really in game shape, because he's missed quite a while on the sidelines and being stuck in the COVID protocols, being sick. It's just, I have questions about his health, but we all know he has great hands and he could be a number one receiver. But for me, I think I'm sticking with CeeDee Lamb. Are there any other props you like? For me, it's not a game that I especially love the props in, so I think I'm just sticking with one. Do you have any others you have your eye on?
I'm going to go. This is actually going to be my best bet. It's my favorite prop. It's Dak Prescott under 8.5 rushing yards, juiced a little bit to minus 125 at BetMGM. Dak has gone under this number in 6 out of his last 10 games and in 3 consecutive games. But more than that, and I think this is the most important stat of all, he's not even trying to run the football. He only has 3 attempts in his last 3 games. So they're certainly not going to design a run for Dak. The only time he'll get this is if he decides to scramble with the football. But again, he's not even making any attempts. If Amari Cooper returns tonight, then that's just another weapon for which Dak can use in that offense. There's not going to be any reasoning for him to run the football, especially against a bad secondary. I think he finds plenty of guys who are open. Doesn't need to run the ball, doesn't have to. Give me Dak Prescott under 8.5 rushing yards, minus 125 at BetMGM.
Well, and a lot of quarterback rushing props are choice. Like, if he chooses to run the football.
Yes.
And I think, especially if this isn't a close game, which I feel like it's not going to be, I don't think he's going to put his body on the line unless it's a goal line situation where it's probably less than 8.5 yards.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.